Yeah. And hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental.
Welcome back to OU Blend Beyond the Classroom, your go-to guide for exploring all the best things to do in our college town. I'm your host, Juliet.
I'm Georgia.
And I'm Jockey.
And I'm Avery.
Whether you're a new student, a local, or just visiting, this podcast will help you discover hidden gems, must-try spots, and events happening around town. From food and entertainment to outdoor adventures and hangouts, we've got you covered. Get ready to make the most of your time in Norman and experience everything our town has to offer. So let's dive in. So we're going to quickly just talk about how our October has been going.
That's been crazy.
It's been a crazy month. I can't believe we're already in the, is it the third week of October? Maybe?
Second week? Yeah. I mean, we're deep into the semester, though. I think, what is this, ninth?
This is the ninth week. We're over halfway there.
I feel like you always know what week we're on, that's really helpful, because I never know. I feel like this is the point of the year where things really just start to pick up, and projects kind of pick up, and classes, and social things. We got back from OU Texas.
Yeah.
We did. Had a very unfortunate game.
I know.
But good thing. We did.
What did you guys think about the difference between the 11 a.m. and the 2:30 kickoff?
11 a.m. is better.
Yeah.
You like 11 a.m. better?
I did too. 2:30 was really crowded.
It was
at the fair, at least. It was hard to get in.
It was too hot for 2:30.
Yeah. I agree.
I like that the sunset, though, by the time the game
ended. Yeah, that's true. It would have been nice if we had been winning. Because then everybody would have, stuck it out.
When did you guys leave?
I left at halftime.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
I left at third quarter.
Embarrassingly enough. I just, I love OU, and I really enjoy these events, but I am not good at sticking it out in the heat. I'm really not.
I know. And I didn't realize how heavily dehydrated I was until I was out at the fair about to pass out, and I was like, I need water.
A lot of people were looking rough.
Yeah, no, I saw a lot of people looking a little heat strokey, sitting down, fanning themselves.
I was
it was pretty crazy, and it was packed up there too. I was in the top rafter part, which was fun in its own way, but it was really, really crowded. Mm-hmm. And people that didn't have seats, I think, were just going up there to avoid detection.
Yeah.
So it was just,
If it's just in the day, I'd rather get it over with. 11. Yeah.
So then you have time,
And then you have time afterwards. Yeah.
You can actually eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nap.
Do something.
Well, and people
shower.
I
left at halftime, and it took me a little bit to get home, but nothing super crazy. But some of my roommates that stayed the whole game, when they tried to take the dart, it took them three hours.
Oh my goodness, I bet.
Yeah, it took actually 3 hours. So
that's crazy.
I don't know. I guess the 11 a.m. game would be nice if you're going to take 3 hours to get home.
Yeah.
Because by the time she got back, it was literally 7 p.m.
Yes.
Wow.
Or probably later. I don't even know what time the game ended, but
I think it was 6 or 6:30.
So, oh my God. She was on that dart so late.
Wow.
I didn't even realize that. That's crazy.
So what was y'all's favorite part of the weekend?
Oh God.
For me, I would say Friday night.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun Friday night, too.
Yes, because you're just getting there, morale's high.
Yes.
You're getting ready with your friends. You go out with your fraternity that you're going to.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of fun.
I went to dinner Friday night at this place called Komodo. It's a club upstairs.
I love that place.
That was super, the club was super fun.
Yes.
But before we went up, we went and got dinner, and they had these amazing, they're called money bag dumplings.
That's good.
Seriously, I ate one, and I decided it's my favorite food in the whole entire world.
Oh my goodness.
So I will be going back. They were so good. And then I went up to Komodo, and that was really fun. What was your favorite part, Avery?
I'd say Friday. No. Yeah, Friday night. Friday was fun. I also like Saturday, in the daytime, the pregame.
Yeah.
Before, any, vibes can be killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before everybody gets super tired and, kind of mad.
Yeah.
And
the game actually starts.
Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah.
Maybe confident, maybe not.
Right. I mean, I was overly confident going in.
Same.
I was we're going to do it. Because we always play good against Texas.
Yes,
it wasn't a blowout. We didn't get 0 points. So.
I would have loved to see a touchdown.
It would have been epic.
Awesome.
Yes.
Amazing.
Georgia, what was your favorite part?
See, my Friday night, I got the chance to stop by the Omni Dallas because there's a big like OU event that happens there. They've got the big logo on the side of the building up in lights, which is super cool. Yeah, it was just like a hype event. The president of the university was there.
Oh, nice.
Giving a speech, and it was really cool. I wasn't in the audience. I was participating, but...
that's awesome.
It was super cool. It's my third year in a row going to the Omni on Friday.
Nice.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Yeah, and then, I don't know.
That sounds fun.
I processed the losses pretty well, so I had a good time at the fair after, regardless. I obviously wish we would have won, but...
Right.
Yeah, I made the most of it anyway.
Yeah. And that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
We got to keep our morale. Like, we won twice during our college time, and then we lost twice. So I feel like I can...
Pretty even.
I can grapple with that.
But the two times we lost, we didn't get any touchdowns.
And then the two times we won, we, like, won very dramatically.
My freshman year was actually the year that we lost 49-0.
Oh yeah, because you're
I'm surprised I'm still here. That was that was crazy.
Rough. Yeah, that was hard to watch.
That was a long
day. After we had the success of Caleb Williams our freshman year, that was a tough
energy
turnaround.
Was high.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were expecting a lot.
We were expecting more than what happened.
That was bad.
Yes. So coming off of this weekend, I guess let's talk about what upcoming exciting things are next for this month.
Definitely.
I know.
Halloween.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Homecoming.
Yeah, homecoming's
this
weekend.
Yeah. And we play South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Another home game.
And it's, like, actually kind of cold today. Like, today it's, like, 50 degrees, so hopefully this weekend will be, like, perfect game day.
Yes.
Because it's 11:45 kickoff, I believe, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be too cold or too hot.
Day.
Honestly, it kind of sounds ideal, though, because after the heat of OU Texas, I don't know if I'd be
doing
a game if it was, like, a 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would be doing that. So, yeah, I feel like October is always a little crazy up until Thanksgiving break, really.
Mm-hmm.
It really just starts to pick up right around here, so.
Semester in particular runs right into Dead Week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's going to kind of surprise a lot of us.
Yeah, because it's just a different pace than what we've had. I guess.
Yes.
That's what we've been up to. But we thought that we would talk today a little bit about just our favorite things to do in Norman. Really talking from things to do on campus to around town with your friends, with your family. I know we have some pretty decent insight that we've gathered over the years of our favorite spots. So we wanted to share that with you and also maybe get some recommendations for our senior year so we don't miss out on any crucial part of Norman. So, yeah.
Perfect. So, I guess let's dive into the first question. So, what is y'all's favorite study spot on campus?
I'm going to go with a hot take. And I love the great reading room. I think you either love it or hate it. I mean, it's beautiful regardless. A lot of people do their senior pictures in there. It's... looks like Harry Potter, love it, but it is dead silent.
It's too quiet for me.
That's the only place I something like that I actually really really need to get done, I just get distracted so easily by like people around me.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I'm doing like a fun little assignment, like a smart book, like sure I'm glad to be anywhere else, but like but if like
smart book,
yeah, like, if I have to write like an essay, yeah, like I'm gonna go somewhere where I can like really focus. So I like it in there, and also like. People are there late. It doesn't really matter when you come and go. There's, like, a sense of, like, etiquette amongst the people, which, like,
yeah,
I really respect, so.
That's cool.
I have, like, a little bit of noise, so I like the learning lab, because I can't have dead silent. It makes me feel like I'm going crazy.
Same. Also, I always listen to white noise or, like, lo-fi music.
I love lo-fi beats when
it
I'm studying.
It just makes
me
zone in.
Yeah.
So I feel like people could totally hear my AirPods if I went into the great reading room.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I hear people's music, and, like, I listen to music, too, so it makes me a little self-conscious, but also nobody's going to talk to me about it, so it's fine. Like, nobody's going to say anything.
Yes.
But, yeah, I love, like, lo-fi beats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, one that I kind of found by accident one of my first 2 years here was Wagner Hall, because I had a discussion in there or some other reason I walked through, and I realized, like, it's never really busy, but there's a lot of places to either like sit on comfy couches or sit at tables. There's always a space for me in there, which is uncommon in like the biz, you know.
Right.
Like, it's
in
the union, it's hard to find a nice place to sit
for sure.
So when I really want to get some work done, I go to Wagner Hall, because I know there'll always be a good like quiet spot for me.
Where is Wagner?
It's
I know the name
of it, yeah.
It's in like
It's
you
like
the roundabout
that.
With like the Union and then Price.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
I know what
the
you're
other
talking
side.
About.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I've studied there before.
Is it nice?
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Because nobody's there.
Right.
What kind of classes are in there? Does anybody know?
I know I have a government discussion in there right now.
So maybe just like.
Yeah, I've had like accounting extra help in there before. Like it's
okay.
Kind of random stuff, which is why it's never really.
Too.
I think
there
like,
are
advisor offices.
Yeah.
I think like in the. Academic Integrity Office
mm-hmm.
is in there. Like, weirdly enough, I've never had to visit, but I
know,
I know
yeah.
a few people who have, and I
it's,
think it's in there.
It's a compilation of, like, random stuff, which is why it's never really packed,
mm-hmm.
which it makes it kind of, like, a secret nice study spot.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. I guess my favorite spot is totally random. It's that room in Price. It's the second level where it's those desks. And it over, I think it's the communications.
Could be
the
other
office. Oh, yeah, with like the doors that open.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Kind of the outside of Price. It's
yeah.
really beautiful. And
it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people don't understand, like, you can go into other buildings even
mm-hmm.
if you don't
mm-hmm.
take classes in Price. Like,
yeah. right.
We're all Price students, but, like, we would never notice if somebody else was, like, doing homework in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've gone to the engineering library, and, like, maybe
yeah.
if somebody looked at my computer screen, they would, like, detect that I'm doing something different. But,
the
like,
smart books.
Yeah, the engineering library's in Sarkies, and
oh,
it's really
okay.
nice. It's, like, way, way nicer than the biz.
Yeah.
And it's, like, multi-level built out.
Very
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah, so, I don't know. That's a good suggestion
yes.
for Price.
Okay. I guess the next question is what to do on a Friday night?
I feel like Norman has a lot of possibilities in terms of nightlife. I feel like there's an energy on Fridays
mm-hmm.
on campus. Like
some excitement.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Norman's definitely known for having a good time. So Fridays are pretty exciting. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of good spots like on campus corner and even
mm-hmm.
off campus.
Right.
Yes. I mean, a big thing that always happens Fridays is power hour at Logie's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I think that really kicks off everyone
yeah.
wanting to just be out and about.
And that starts at what, 4?
4:30? I think they pushed it up this year.
3?
I want to say it's 3. I could
no
be
idea.
Completely
I can't
wrong
even
wrong.
Remember. Because, see, I can't go to power hour anymore because I won't make it out Friday night.
Same. That was the past.
I don't have the stamina.
Me
and then, like, I get home and I want to take a nap.
Yes.
And
then.
It's,
and
like,
then,
it's one or the other.
Yeah. Me too.
Exactly.
I remember it being fairly early in the day because I had a professor cancel class for it once.
Yeah. Brett Norwood.
Brett.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
so
like,
of course
you
did. Yeah.
Did,
shouts
so.
Out Brett Norwood. yeah. No, I think that that's definitely popular. And then, like, kind of piggybacking off of that, the Winston has a great
yes.
happy hour.
Yeah.
I think
the
there's just every
three.
Day.
Yeah, it starts
right?
at like 3.
Yeah,
so
and goes until
early.
6 or something. It's like
mm-hmm.
really good deals. They have food and drink.
Yes, and it's all so good.
It is. And
it's
like
a
they have a cute little outdoor, it's a cute restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I love their mojitos so much. They're literally so good. So. Highly recommend that.
Yeah, I've never been. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
great.
Go way too much. Probably.
Same.
It's
so
on Main.
Oh, okay.
It's right next to Neighborhood Jam.
Like Rooster.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I don't
I
know if you've ever driven
it.
By and you see those green
yes.
dangling lights.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
the Winston.
I've definitely seen it. I'm
yeah.
just, I've just never been in. So
yeah.
that's
I know
on
a lot
my
of people
list.
Who work there, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Cool.
yeah.
I feel like it's a common place to work.
I think so, too, because I think the hours for like a serving job are pretty decent.
Yes.
There's also Valair Rooftop. I feel like that,
so
especially when the
classic.
Weather's nice. It's
yes.
always like really crowded
there.
Up there.
People do birthday
mm-hmm.
parties up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun. They have great vodka pasta.
Yes,
mm.
great
food.
Sounds
good too.
And their
yeah.
pizza's good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have their pizzas like until maybe like last semester.
I like
their pizza. I'm really missing out. Because I love their vodka pasta so much. So I know.
Right. Yes.
I never branched out to like try something else.
My favorite, they have this rigatoni. I think it has mushrooms in it, which I don't know if you're
a
big
fan
of
yeah.
mushrooms.
I can
but it's just the sauce that they have with that rigatoni pasta
mm-hmm.
is so good.
They have a great $2 Tuesday, too.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They have a good deal.
Great variety of drinks, and it's fun to go to Valera Rooftop before you go out.
Yes,
just
cause
it's like
right
a more
there.
Chill-paced environment.
Cheap
on Tuesdays. Yeah.
Observe.
Yeah.
What do you guys like to do whenever it's the perfect weather outside mm-hmm. and you just want to get out and go do something?
I would say going on walks is something. There's, like, always people walking around on campus and, like, by the houses outside of campus.
But. For sure. I think definitely we could probably all agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Also, I feel like I started walking more as soon as I lived off campus.
Same.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I walked a lot from the dorms to class, and then I walked a lot. I feel like not really that far.
Yeah.
I didn't really walk that far. But I feel like once I got off campus, I was, like, itching to get outside more and, like, reconnect with
more.
The area. So
yes.
It feels like you're still a part of it. So, yeah, there's definitely, like, some good walking trails.
Mm-hmm. I like to walk on campus, too.
Me, too.
Because now that, like, where we live, it's, like, I only, the furthest I go is Price walking on campus
right.
now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, like, I only get so far in.
And we have a beautiful campus, and South Oval's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can get a pretty decent walking around campus.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
campus. And they do a good job of having, like, good sidewalks and stuff. Like, I've walked all the way down to the LNC before, down to the museum over by...
Yeah, it's easy to get around, for sure.
If you, like, want to make a whole deal out of it, like, it's really easy to
You can.
Yes,
yeah.
And I really love walking around the stadium.
Yeah.
Just because it's
a
good route,
same.
And it's great scenery.
Mm-hmm.
You pass
the
Park.
Oval, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect.
It's really pretty.
Also, I love right out here, outside the Biz. Like, this side, where you get kind of over towards, like, Greek Row and, like, Goddard.
Yes. Yeah, that's a pretty
like,
area.
There's, like, a garden outside of... the Biz that we're sitting in. So yeah, there's a lot of great spots. I feel like our good weather is fleeting.
I know,
I know.
Just
it's finally
cold.
Yeah, it's always
today.
I swear, it always gets cold on Halloween weekend.
Yes.
Like it'll be hot, and then as soon as
it's
time to put on our
little
costume,
uh-huh.
it's going to be freezing.
Of course,
like
of course.
Without fail.
I know.
I guess on the topic of things on campus, we can talk about our favorite non-football sports to watch at OU. Because we have great non-football sports.
Yes.
Arguably better than our football team.
Yes.
Some of it,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe not historically, but
yes.
since our time here, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. I would say I really enjoy going and watching softball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just because they have that new stadium that just opened up last year. I went last spring with one of my good friends, Jenna, and we just had such a great time just sitting out there watching the softball team. They have these food trucks that come around, so it's a great place to just socialize and go and have some entertainment and watch our softball team, which
and
has done very well.
Yeah, aren't
yeah,
they like
are
4 years in a row, 5 years in a row national champs? I think it might be four.
Mm-hmm. I think it's four.
Yeah, either way, they're hardcore. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
they are...
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's undeniably cool. And our gymnastics is amazing, too.
I love watching gymnastics.
Yeah.
I go to as many meets as I can per year. For men and women, actually. They're both
incredible. Yeah, and I feel like men's and women's gymnastics have, like, different events.
They do,
you know, that are, like, really cool to focus on. And then there's obviously similarities, but I feel like there's variety.
Mm-hmm.
So I like watching both, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like... people show out for those things.
There's a lot of people, I feel like, at the gymnastics meets. And, like, families, too. I feel like I always see, like, parents
mm-hmm.
with their kids coming.
I mean, I did gymnastics growing up. And, like, if I had lived near a big university that had a great gymnastics team, that would have been my favorite thing to do as a kid. Like,
absolutely.
I would love to see that. Because I would think that they're so cool.
And I can't wait to see what they do now that we're in the SEC. Like, I hope
that
they have, like, maybe increased funding or increased... ability to make it like an experience.
Yeah,
for people that
I'm sure. Honestly, they deserve it.
They
like,
do. They work hard.
Yeah, they do. They deserve some of that budget.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm excited to see all the good things coming their way this spring semester.
Yeah.
I remember last year at like one game they did like $2 beers and like literally everyone went to that.
Yeah. They know how to market it.
Yeah.
Well, and they do that for basketball too,
mm-hmm.
which is also really popular.
Yeah,
I
feel like basketball games.
I was telling them before we started recording, I went to, weirdly, like, almost every single one last semester, because it was just really fun. I don't know, and they had, like, the $2 beer thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cold when it's happening, so it's kind of, like, a fun way to get out of the house.
Yes.
Right.
Is it normally on a weekday?
What's fun about this campus is, like, if you look into it, there's something you can do multiple days out of the week.
Yeah.
Like, to support other Sooners in sports or not in sports. There's always something that you can be doing, which is super fun, like,
mm-hmm.
to get out and try new things.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, kind of moving on, more into favorite places to go, what is y'all's favorite coffee shop? And include your favorite coffee order.
So I am currently pursuing the best iced chai. So if anybody has any recommendations, I've had the chai at Neighborhood Jam. Like a lot of the breakfast places, syrup. I love that breakfast place. Oh, and they have really good coffee. They have like a coffee called like the Bumblebee or something. I don't know. I can't think of it, but it's really good. They have like specialty drinks. So right now, I guess they're in the lead for my iced chai. But it's not really a stop and go place. So if you have any recommendations for like a drive through iced chai.
Like Dutch Bros.
Yeah, honestly, I don't have Dutch Bros like near me in California. So like I never drink it. And now it's, like, around me, so I never think about it.
Yeah. It's new in Norman. They, like, just opened it, like...
Last year, right?
Like 2 years ago?
I think it was our freshman year.
Yeah, so...
Let's go ahead and say three. Let's go on three. Yeah.
Yes. I would say mine is hands down Stella Nova. Mm-hmm. Just, I'm a big coffee drinker, so... I love to get their vanilla lattes or an Americano. They even have great iced teas there. Mm. And just the way they brew their coffee, it's so smooth and, like, you can tell it's great quality coffee. And they also have great food there, too. Like, one time I tried, I think it was their breakfast sandwich, and they hand-make this aioli mayo sauce to go with it. Mm. And it was so good.
Sounds amazing.
So I would highly recommend listeners to go to Stella Nova.
I always drive by that place, but I've never stopped.
People study there too a lot.
Yes,
it's a good place to go sit.
I love going there to study.
That's what I was going to say, because I'm not the biggest coffee drinker. I almost never do. But if I was going to go somewhere, I'd go to Stella. Because my roommate is a barista there.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, she talks really highly about it. She loves their coffee and everything, so...
I
want to go see her.
Baristas.
I go and see her occasionally at Stella. So
yeah,
I like the energy teas from like the tower.
Oh
the
yes,
right. I'll typically go there.
Your
occasionally
favorite
coffee. Good coffee.
Yeah,
but most times,
yeah,
no.
Totally fair. I guess on that topic, we can kind of shift into our favorite places to eat in Norman. There's a lot of food options.
Yes, so many.
So many. Sit down, drive through, whatever you want. Honestly, I feel like we have a pretty good selection.
Yeah.
And also, OKC is so nearby, so you can kind of branch into that as well.
Yes. So I would say my number one is the Winston. Just atmosphere, prices are decent, and you just get a good experience. Second one for a more, like, grab and go, it's cheap. It's so great would be Cava.
Mm.
I probably eat there like once a week. It is so good.
Drop your Cava order. What is it?
Oh.
Because
okay.
I've never found Cava that I really like.
Really?
But I feel like I tried it once and I got the wrong thing.
No, yes.
And I never went back.
You have to have your good combination.
Yeah.
To find your order.
So listen, my top order is going to be a greens and grains bowl. The greens part has to be romaine lettuce.
Okay.
Grains is the white basmati rice.
Ooh.
And then I put chicken on mine for your protein. And then for toppings, I get the pickled onions, tomato and onions, tzatziki sauce,
so good.
The
mm-hmm.
harissa hummus, and the feta hummus that they have there.
That sounds honestly incredible.
And then I get pita chips. And then for the combination of sauces, you have to get the balsamic vinaigrette with the lemon herb tahini.
Oh my
and
god!
It is the best thing.
I mean, I'm honestly, and like, it's convincing because I've never heard an order where I was like, I really want to go get that, but I might get that for dinner tonight.
I think you need to give it a chance.
I think it deserves
give
a chance.
Give the order a chance.
Right.
It's awesome, and they just came out with the reward system. So
good.
Love that.
All you listeners who are Cava lovers, hop on that.
I would say my favorite place is Tatsumaki Ramen. I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but it's over by Glow Tanning and, like, the CVS.
I don't know what you mean.
And Taco Bell, like, over there. Literally so good. Like, the best ramen place I've had in Oklahoma, like, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, great, I don't know, like, full dishes, plates,
mm-hmm.
appetizers. And the vibe in there is really cool. They have, like, a full-service bar, too. Just, like, a cool atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like Volcano Sushi. I love sushi. It's one of my favorites.
Another classic.
And I feel like it's pretty popular, too. A lot of people go there.
Yeah.
They. Mm-hmm. I went, like, last weekend or something, And we got a sushi boat, and it was huge, but it was so good.
That was at Volcano?
Mm-hmm.
I saw you post that. That was so good.
Like, wow,
I love Volcano, though. And I like Moon Sushi, too, which is also on Main. Really good.
Yeah. It's a cool vibe in there.
Yeah, and the owner's, like, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
They always really go out of their way.
Yeah, I haven't had sushi in Norman yet. It's one of my favorite foods, so I've got to try some of these places.
Yeah,
you
what?
Need to go to
you
Volcano.
Need to, yeah.
It's so good.
Don't be scared. Good. Oklahoma can do sushi.
Weirdly enough,
there's some
good
spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose two of my favorite places, are Victoria's and Tea Cafe.
Oh my god, Tea Cafe is so good.
Yeah, I love both of those.
Had.
Dude.
Really?
Their fried rice. Okay. Their fried rice is
so
incredible.
Good.
And you can get, like, different spice levels. And, like, I'm a spicy girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to add, like, the medium. My mouth is literally watering, like, as I talk about it. But it's so, so good. And, like, it's right on Campus Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this weird, like, small entrance door.
I think that's why.
Yeah,
I
like,
have
you
to
walk,
buy it.
You totally
it
miss
is.
It.
Yeah. Because, and it also feels like you're going into the wrong place.
Yeah.
Which, like, I kind of like. Because since I know it's there,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of, like, sneaky. I don't know. I like it. It's fun.
Well, that's awesome. So what next we're gonna play are this or that game that we created, and whenever this podcast drops, you can go find it on our Instagram and take it for yourself and repost it on your story and tag us.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what your thoughts are about
yeah.
your favorite spots in Norman.
And if there's anything you think we left off here, we would love to know your recommendations too about your favorite spots in Norman, so see if we can try some new things.
So, the tower or the fix?
The tower.
Yeah,
the
tower.
And it's closer. Like, you can walk from campus.
I think that's why I like
it
better, too.
Location.
If the fix was on Campus Corner, I'd probably just go there.
And we know so many people that work at the tower. Like, I swear.
Their marketing is so great with their stickers and they post a lot. So.
Yeah.
They do a lot of benefit days. Like, a lot of different organizations.
I don't think a day goes by where I don't see somebody with a drink.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, next would be Crunch or Steel for workout places.
Crunch. You can get a spray tan with your membership.
Yes.
Also closer again.
Yeah.
And they have a sauna, which I love.
Yeah,
I
love a good sauna.
Mm-hmm. Next is Ocon's or Logie's.
Logie's.
The rooftop.
Logie's. Yes.
The rooftop is so
cute.
I love it. And like the back.
It is cute.
The back area. I also just love a good sports bar.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like, good music.
Yeah.
Like, all your friends are there.
It's pretty big, too.
Yeah,
like, there's
a lot
of room.
Yeah.
Ocon's is kind of small.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just a time there. Okay. The Porch or Yo Pablo? this could be kind of divided.
I'm going to say The Porch.
I'm going to go with The Porch.
Because of the
rooftop.
Yeah, the rooftop.
I'm
going to
say The Porch.
Yeah.
Nice. I have not been to either, so.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I don't get out much.
You need to hit these spots.
I do.
I would advise The Porch. I think Yo Pablo at this point.
It's too much.
Has
it's
done
crazy.
Yeah. It was
it's
fun when our friends went there.
Yeah.
But.
Not anymore.
No.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay. The Winston or Scratch?
Winston.
I say Winston. Scratch does have really good cocktails, though.
Yeah.
I like Scratch a lot.
And
they have a good spinach dip.
They have a good
breakfast
menu, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stella Nova or Starbucks?
Starbucks.
Yeah, I'm a Starbucks girl.
Stella Nova.
I get Starbucks all the time because it's so quick and easy.
Yeah.
And we have, like, one in the Union.
Order.
Like, I just think that's why I...
And we pass it, like, from our house, like, walking to class.
Yeah, it's
so
easy to pick up at.
I think both are fun to study at, though.
Yeah.
Like, I really like the environment.
Yeah.
I
think it's just, like, that coffee shop. I think it's the lo-fi beats
it's
that they play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's why I like
probably.
It.
Okay. The Biz or the Union? I would say the Biz.
The Biz.
Me too.
I don't this Union's too crowded.
It is.
Yeah.
I was going to say, my friends frequent the Union. So if I want to go hang out with friends, I'll definitely go there.
Yeah.
But if I've got work to do, I'll go to the Biz.
Yeah.
Yeah. North Oval or South Oval?
North? Actually, I don't know.
Wait,
maybe
is the
south.
North is the north the one by Price?
No, it's right on the other side of this biz.
Okay.
So South Oval's like our big one.
Yeah,
so like I feel
south
like south,
right.
there's like a
I'll
no,
say
there's
south.
More going on.
There's more to see.
But
there's
I will say
see.
The North Oval is not packed. It has that really big like patch of grass.
Yeah.
Right. I just feel like it has like a nice little energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are super, like, pretty, like, photo op places.
Yeah,
which is fun.
Senior picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, last one would be Lloyd Noble or Gaylord Memorial. Where even is Gaylord Memorial?
The football stadium.
oh my god. I actually cut that out.
And then the Lloyd Noble is where they play basketball.
Okay. Then Gaylor Memorial.
For yeah, sure. Me too.
Yeah. Football, that was so bad. I will actually.
No, that's
so
like hilarious.
Funny.
But I mean, we never like reference
no
it.
No one ever. Everyone calls stadium. It like Palace.
Yeah.
Or...
Right. I always just say the stadium.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
the stadium.
My
yeah.
That's all we really have for today. So go ahead and tag us in your this or that. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of OU Blend, where we dive into the ins and outs of student life at OU. We hope you found some fun ideas for things to do on and around campus. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow us on social media for the latest updates and let us know what student experiences you want to hear about next. Until next time, Boomer Sooner.